Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to the Alternative View X on Blog Talk Radio. This is Mike, a.k.a. Max. Today's show is a Bible encouragement show. It's a 15-minute program today, and in case you are a longtime listener or you've just tuned in to the show for the first time, I'd like to say welcome to to the Alternative UX on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is called God's righteous judgment and Abraham justified by faith. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior when I was 21 years old, which was quite some time ago. I believe the Word of God is important in a person's life, especially if you're looking to find answers and to find truth. One of the topics that I wanted to discuss today was justified by faith, which I've done a program in the past. I think it was my second previous program, but also what is really important is found in, if you have a Bible there, it's found in the book of Romans, starting at chapter 2. I'd like to read the chapter, but before I read it, I just want to comment on what this chapter is really addressing in the believer's life, but it's also, I believe, it's addressed to people who are not Christian. Some people will say that the Bible is written only for Christians, but I think it's written for the whole world, to be honest with you. So it may not be adhered to per se, but anyways, chapter 2 of the book of Romans is a really interesting chapter because it talks about judgment and not just God's judgment, but when we look at other people and when we judge them. And I believe the Bible does teach that as we render out to another person, we're going to get the same mercy or the same judgment. So it's very important within Christianity to be forgiving and to be forgiving and to be gracious and to be a good person according as the Holy Spirit gives you the power to do so. So with that said, I want to read, basically in this episode, I will discuss Romans chapter 2, where the issue of judging is addressed. I will touch on the topic of sin and what it means to judge another person according to their actions. I will show that right conduct is important and how we can avoid being judged by God when we choose not to judge our neighbors. So with that said, if you have a Bible, turn to the book of Romans in the New Testament, and we're going to start reading in chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge practice the same things. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Verse 5, But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Who will render to each one according to his deeds? Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Indeed, you are called a Jew and rest on the law and make your boast in God and know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who make your boast in the law, do you dishonor God through breaking the law? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, as it is written. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you are a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. Therefore, if an uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be counted as circumcision? And will not the physically uncircumcised, if he fulfills the law, judge you who, even with your written code and circumcision, are a transgressor of the law? For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God. Okay, so going back to verse 1, where it says, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. So, for you who judge, practice the same things. So when I'm engaging in a certain kind of sinful behavior, and I look at the world, and I look at those around me, and I'm accusing them of being sinful, when I, in fact, am doing the same thing, then I am without excuse. I'm inexcusable, so I'm committing a sin. Verse 2 says, But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. So if I'm living a pattern of or a lifestyle of sin that's not lining up with the Word of God or with righteous behavior, God is going to judge me. Now, if I'm a Christian, he's not going to send me to hell, but he will, bring on severe punishment. And if you are a Christian, if you're not a Christian, and you're practicing a sinful behavior, the first call for you is to repent of that sinful behavior and to embrace Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But after doing that, what this chapter is saying is that, let me just keep reading from verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice. Verse 3. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Right. So, if I continue in my sinful behavior and at the same time accusing other people of their sinful behavior, I will not escape the judgment of God. And then it says, do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance, right? So all of this judging and practicing sinfulness and God's goodness is leading you to repentance. Because if you reach a point where you fail to repent, but anyway, so in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Right? So God is saying, the Apostle Paul is saying here in the Word of God, that if you continue it with an unrepentant heart, your impenitent heart, that you're storing up wrath for yourself on the day of judgment. So God will render to each one according to his deeds, right? So you're going to be judged on the same things that you were judging other people for. So you're not saved by your works, but if you continue with an unrepentant and an impenitent heart, you will be judged by your works. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Right? So there has to be a reflection of the righteousness of God within your own life. You can't just say you believe in God, which is important because belief in God is what saves you initially, but you have to continue in God's grace. Tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God, right? So God doesn't judge us based on our social status and our religion. You know, if we're coming from a different religion and we're coming to Christ, he's not going to judge us based on our religious past. He's not going to you have to convert, but he's not going to judge. He's going to judge you based on your deeds if you fail to repent. For there is no partiality with God. For as many have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. Right. So it's not the hearers of the law that are just in his sight, but the doers of the law. So your nature has to be changed. You have to when you repent, not only does God give you a new nature, but he gives you the desire to seek after righteousness, right? So then starting in verse 17, he's talking about Paul is addressing his fellow Jewish brothers and sisters, and he's saying, you call yourself a Jew and you rest in the law, you make your boast in God, you know his will and approve the things that are excellent, being instructed out of the law, and are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, an instructor to the foolish, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and truth in the law. You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? So he's saying, you who preach that a man should not steal, do you steal? You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? He's really laying down the law here. It's a really, this from verses 17 to verses 24, he's saying, you know, you want to be justified by the law, then you better keep the law, right? Because if you're not keeping the law, which no one can do perfectly, then you're not going to go to heaven. You're not going to be saved. So the law is important because when we become righteous in God's sight, when we have the righteousness of Christ in our lives, it gives us the ability not to keep the law perfectly, but to be renewed in our minds in the spirit of the great commandment, which is love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. So just quickly, because there's not much time left to go in this episode, if you look at Romans chapter 4, just the first four verses, what then shall we say that Abraham our father has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as a debt. So just quickly, verse 5, but to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted to him as righteous. So really, it's our faith that's really important here. And unfortunately, we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to stop the show here. If you want to go back and listen to my program on being justified by faith, you can. So just be careful what you're saying and what you're doing, because it's going to be a reflection of your faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. This is Mike A.K. Max saying thanks and goodbye.